Lotte Lehmann is in some ways still very much with us, very much alive, through her former students who have sung in opera houses and recital halls all over the world, and then, as teachers themselves, have passed on what they absorbed from her to a younger generation of singers. And of course, there are her recordings, which are reborn again and again under new labels. What did she teach? To immerse yourself in the role or the world of the song, to awaken your imagination, and then to sing with your whole being, heart and soul, recreating for your listeners the freshness of inspiration that gave birth to the work being performed. She gave us the tools of expression through her example when she demonstrated a song or a scene. She communicated every shade of feeling through facial expression, body language, verbal inflection, articulation, phrasing, rhythmic subtlety, a painter's palette of colors. Her personality, of course, was unique and inimitable, but each singer could adapt those techniques of expression to his or her own individual nature. Lotte was nothing if not spontaneous. 10 minutes after we met, she invited me to come to Santa Barbara and audit her classes. Those classes were a revelation. The first thing that impressed me was the eloquent way she could articulate her most subtle insights in her quaintly accented English. One day, Madame Lehmann suddenly asked me to accompany her for the first time. She chose two songs by Hugo Wolf. I was thrilled to find myself making music together with the greatest lead singer I had ever heard.